Holden, Glendale, California, September 1905. Dr. Holden, Portland, Oregon. Dear Brother and Sister Holden, I have been disappointed and sorry that you did not feel that you could unite with us in our sanitarium work. If you knew how much we need you, I think you would change your mind. I know you have the ability to act a part in the work in more than one line of work. You can do good work as a teacher and as a surgeon. I ask you to come and help us here in Southern California. Sister Sarah Peck, who has been connected with my work for several years, has been telling me a little of your experience. We are sorry that you have been so disappointed. If you will come to Southern California, I can assure you that you will receive a hearty welcome. We are in great need of a thoroughly trained man to act as surgeon and teacher. Come, and we will treat you as the son of the Prince of Life, your wife as the daughter of the King, and your little one as the Lord's child. I will send you a booklet describing Loma Linda, the institution with which we wish you to connect. For sanitarium work, this place is in advance of any other place that I have yet seen. Dr. Abby Winiger Simpson, with whom you were associated in Battle Creek, is here in the Glendale Sanitarium. I have been talking with her about our work at Loma Linda. She holds you and your wife in the highest esteem and is anxious that you should come to our help here in Southern California. We need the aid of your talents. We need the help that you can give as a physician and a teacher. I highly esteem your wife's mother, Sister Harris. She was one of our best and truest friends. I think that Dr. Patience Bordeaux will come to Loma Linda to act as lady physician. I am told that she is an excellent physician. Brother and Sister Burden, my dear and faithful friends, will be connected with the institution. Brother Burden will be general manager. He is well qualified for the position. His wife will act as accountant. We hope to carry forward the work of the institution in accordance with the will of the Lord. Dr. Holden, I write you to come and see Loma Linda. It is a grand place for sanitarium work. It is the Lord's doing that this place has come into our possession, and we praise His holy name. We realize that we are highly favored in having been able to obtain possession of this property. We are greatly pleased with it. Right around the Loma Linda Sanitarium, there is a wide field for missionary effort. Redlands is only 5 miles from the institution, San Bernardino about the same distance, and Riverside a little farther away. These cities are all important places. Elder Simpson has done some work in Redlands and Riverside, and in each a neat little meeting house has been erected. But the Lord has a larger work to be done in these places. In the future, I expect to spend a portion of my time at Loma Linda. By placing Loma Linda in our hands, the Lord has opened the way for us to work these places. We are to regard the district in which these towns are situated as our special field of missionary work. We are anxious to become known to the people living in these places, and especially to those whom we can help in spiritual and physical lines. Through the power of Jesus Christ our Lord, we may lift them out of suffering and bring them to health of body and soul. You know what joy there is in taking the weak and suffering by the hand and raising them up. You have rejoiced in this work in the past, and there is much for you to do in the future. It will bring you lasting joy and satisfaction. A great battle must be fought. Time is short. Let us keep step with Christ. Let us, by faith, clasp His hand and hold it fast. He will never repulse us. My brother, turn your mind away from your disappointment and believe that the Lord is leading you. Trust in the Lord God and let Him be your helper. Use your talents in advancing the most important interests. Let it be your one desire to please God
and do His will. Then you will have courage in the Lord. We must all be determined to make a success of our life work, even though some have no appreciation of our efforts. If any man love God, the same is known of him. Then make the Lord Jesus your trust always. God sees our dangers and knows the weight of our burdens. He remembers that we are in need of His strength, and those who make Him their trust will be enabled to resist every temptation. We shall have enemies who will plot against us because they know not the value that God places on those whom He has chosen. But the Lord God knoweth them that are His. However misrepresented and misjudged these may be, if they walk humbly before Him, He will give them help in time of need. They may be compassed with discouragements, but He who knows what is the mind of the Spirit knows all who love Him, and He will honor them.
In the work in Southern California, we need men of earnest, determined faith and unshaken courage in the Lord. Our time to work is short, and we are to labor with unflagging zeal. I earnestly hope that you will decide to come to our assistance. Please consider this matter carefully, because we need your help. Please respond to this letter, addressing me at Sanitarium, Napa County, California.